This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let them work it out. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Combine on one TV, golf on the other. No shortage. College hoops, hockey. The Breyer starts tonight. Late one. It's in BC, Bulldog. So you have 9:30 for the first draw of the Montana's Breyer.
Even on a Friday. I don't know. I don't like my chances.
Sam, have we figured out how to bet the Breyer, bet curling yet?
I have a couple guys that could. I couldn't, per se, but definitely a phone call away from getting whatever you need on anything, really.
Okay. He's back.
Good to know you. Back. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Panayotovich. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Bet Sweats with Sam and Joe Ostrowski, 9 to noon. Weekdays on the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo.
How much time off did you need from your time off? Because you went to Ireland, and we don't know each other real well, but I have a feeling that probably meant you went pretty hard while you were in Ireland.
We may not know each other well, but we're symbiotic, Bulldog. Don't lie to the people. You and I are very similar in a lot of ways. And actually, so are Mike in other ways, Mike and I. I will say this is the last day of my vacation. I didn't have a day off, not that I'm complaining, but from the end of August through the Super Bowl, it was 6 days a week, sometimes seven. And when you're betting every day, it's seven. So you don't have that break at all. So I took two full weeks, and this is my my last day off technically. I'm in Chicago with some of my best friends in the world I grew up with. The Wings are on the way. We're going to be drinking all day and all night, and then I go back to work Monday. But it's definitely something you need after a very long football season.
I feel like I know the answer. Would you recommend Ireland?
Ireland's a good time. Not to get too philosophical here, but the Irish are very simple. They enjoy their livelihood. They have good times. They're always happy. They're singing in bars with fiddles and drums and accordions, and they never complain about work. I was there for 12 days, I think, and not one person was like, hey, this is what I do for work, or this is my job, and this is why it sucks. They are just happy people, and they love life. And a trip like that's very refreshing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well said.
I like how you position that.
All right, Sam, so let's talk about the draft. The draft can be really fun to bet on, I think, as long as you can find the right places to do it or whatever, like once you know enough through the combine to try to figure out where guys might be going in the draft. Do you have a couple of sort of philosophies about it, or what to look for, what to avoid?
So we have a couple guys that are really good at betting the draft, and what they do is just pour through information and listen to podcasts. And that might sound pretty simple, but when you're going through 8-9 hours of NFL draft podcasts a week, you're more educated than the average bear, if you know what I'm saying. So I think what you want to do is get ahead of the line moves, and these lines will move furiously. I mean, we've already seen three guys be favored to go first overall, and that's the only market that's up right now at most of these books. But you're going to start seeing positional numbers on guys like Will Campbell at LSU, for example. He will have at one point in the next week or so, he's going to have an individual over-under, like call it 7.5 or 8.5 or whatever. And you'll see those lines move 2-3 positions. A guy will go from 7.5 to 9.5. The guys that are open to like 18.5 will go sometimes to 13.5. I remember Darryl Stingley Jr. one year, his over-under opened at like 11.5. It closed at 4.5, and I believe he went third.
Yeah.
So the advice above anything else is go find the information and go bet, because to be honest with you guys, this is one of the biggest loss leaders for the sports books. People will say, oh, betting on the draft, what are you, a scumbag? The books lose every year on the draft, every single year.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. The one example I always think
of. It's incredible that they keep doing it.
Yeah, that they offer it?
Yeah.
That's a good point. The one example I always think of is Baker Mayfield, who was like never the first pick. I don't know what his line was, his over-under, but he was never the first pick. Darnold was. Allen early and then Darnold. And you saw Schefter start to hint at it, like that it's going to be Mayfield. And I remember monitoring that on a betting site. And okay, like it's part of winning at this, I think, would be just sort of knowing how to read between the lines, maybe, Sam. I mean, after all the podcast time spent, but like Schefter and the guys who are really plugged in, once the draft gets closer anyway.
Yeah, I mean, information gets out and information is undefeated. That's why you'll see people in these drafts. They'll lay $1.80 or $2.50 or even $300. If they have the information, it doesn't matter. I have two examples. One of them is a follow back on what you just said with Mayfield. I was working in Vegas at the time at VSiN, and the morning of the draft, I was on the air, and Baker Mayfield was 8-1 to go first.
Yeah.
And he ended up going first. So if you would have bet 100 on Baker the day of the draft, you win 800. The second story goes back to, this may have been the same draft. It's right around the same time. Mike McGlinchey was sort of the swing guy, because there was one book that had a prop on how many O linemen will go in the first round, and it was like over under 1.5. Quinn Nelson was a lock, and then the second guy was McGlinchey. Well, somebody found out that he had a guarantee to go to San Francisco at 10, so the over-under on linemen went from minus 180 to minus 9 million, and then they just took it off the board. So the information is undefeated in these drafts. It really is.
That was the same draft, 2018. The Allen draft.
He went 10 to San Francisco, right?
9 to San Francisco.
Yep. Oh, 9. Okay, yeah. So the bet was that two linemen will be taken in the top 10, and it easily happened.
That's right. Do you have a couple for this year, like whether Travis Hunter is interesting, or is it too early for you to have this sort of pinned down?
Well, we don't have over-unders yet. We'll get those in the coming weeks. I do think that Abdul Carter is a good bet to go first. I know he has this like foot issue, but from what I'm told, scouts are not concerned. I mean, if you watched him at all in college this year, he's an absolute freak. And the quarterbacks are also like nothing spectacular on the surface. Like Cam Ward and Shador could be fine, but they're not Joe Burrow, right? Like you're not going to go up and like trade up and I think get those guys. So I think if you had the balls to go over on Shador Sanders, like they might open him at 3.5. That's my guess. So if you want the over, that's 4 and up. The under is 1-3. I would go over. I don't think teams like him. I don't get that vibe. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I would understand teams being scared of, I don't know, sideshow is, it's more insulting than I want. But like the dad is just, it's like, you know, it's like a helicopter parent kind of thing. Like I don't know. It just seems like there's gonna be stuff. And that, you know, if the guy performs, none of that has to matter, but I don't know, it just seems like it could be an extra layer of aggravation there, maybe.
Bulldog, let me just put it out. If you're a GM or you're a high ranking scout and you get this kid in an interview and he's got two chains on that are worth more than like most people's houses, and he's like, well, I fixed Jackson State and I fixed Colorado. Why can't I fix your team? Like, you're not going to take that guy seriously. So I think that could hurt him. I think he could slide a bit. It's not going to dictate his future in terms of like how he plays over the long haul. But I just get, I get like snake oil salesman vibes from him.
With Sam Panayotovich on the Western Hotline, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. What's number one for you right now, college hoops?
Yeah, it's hoops. We were just betting some teams the other day to make the Final Four. I think people should always consider this market. You know, a lot of people want to bet a team to win a championship, and obviously, guys, there can only be one. But if you take some of these teams that are going to be, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 seeds, they're probably like 100-1, 200-1 to win the whole thing. But you can bet them at 80-1, 100-1 to make the Final Four. And I think that's an interesting market to look at. A team that I really like is George Mason, which I don't know if we've talked about on the show. I mean, defensively, they are outstanding. I think they could definitely make a run if they get the right bracket. And then Utah State's another team. I just hope they don't get that 8-9 because, like, that's the worst for them. You get the 8-9. Ooh, you beat the 8 or the 9. Congrats, you get the 1. I want them in 7-10. I think Utah State has the offense to make a run. But I'm looking at teams that I think can make a run to the Final Four and attacking those markets.
Anything on football futures these days?
Well, how much Nakua stock are you going to have, Mike?
Well, in fantasy, that's my area. He's one of like 6 receivers that I think are all very close in the first round of drafts. That's what ADP looks like so far. That's CeeDee Lamb, St. Brown, Nico Collins, Neighbors, Brian Thomas, and then Puka. Like those 6 guys kind of throw a blanket over him. So I'll have, I don't know, 1/6.
Okay. I think he's going to have a monster year, and my advice on Puka would be once you see his numbers, which will probably come up, I don't know, like April or May, like they'll put numbers up on his receptions and his yards and his touchdowns, and I would go over on yards immediately. That line's going to probably close 100 yards higher. What if I told you guys the Bills' win total was 11.5? How are we betting that next year?
It's high.
Yeah, I would still go over.
I don't think I would. I think the division
Why
has
do
to
hate
be
the Bills.
I know. That's the right question.
Who else got better though? Who else is better in the East?
They can't be worse. Miami doesn't have to be better, but
what do you mean? The Jets can't be worse? The Dolphins can't be worse?
The Dolphins can be worse, but I'd be surprised. The Jets can't be worse. The Patriots can't be worse. So the Bills have Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City.
The Patriots have like $11 billion to spend in free agency.
Sorry. They'll win 2 of those 3 games, Mike.
They're all here, too. Those games are all home games. I don't know. 11.5, a lot has to go right. And this year they won 13, taking the last week off, much, you know, fully to their credit. A lot of turnover, good fortune. I'm not sure I'd want to go over 11.5 on anybody.
They're so much better than everybody else in the division. It's crazy. I would go over on the win total. I'm working the phones again. Like I said, just got back. I texted a guy in Vegas today. I go, what's the biggest NFL liability? Like, what's the team that can't win right now? He said the Chicago Bears have the most liability already to win it all.
Wow. Not just win whatever 9 games, but a Super Bowl bet. I like Green Bay for that. I think we've talked about that. Wherever they were, 20 or 25-1, somewhere in there. I like that. These totals are out?
No, these are just expected numbers. I mean, you could basically, if you gave me a team, I could give you a number in 5 seconds.
Arizona.
7.5.
Same as it ever was. All right, Sam. Well, look, sounds like you had a great break. Good for you. Thanks for being back with us here today.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
Sam Panayotovich on the West Her Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats. You can hear Sam and Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Bet Sweats. I go to Ireland.
We could absolutely go to Ireland. Yeah.
I mean, how many years am I going to let go by saying stuff like that, though?
Yeah, well.
I'd go to Ireland.
What you need is some friends that are younger than you to put a trip together and invite you along.
Oh, that's so, not my specialty.
You just go, oh, Oh, sure. I'll go to Spain with you guys. Yeah, we'll do that. I mean, not that my wife and I could not have figured that out on our own, but, you know, it was nice to have, you know, the get the ball rolling. Like, what we're going to commit to this? Yeah, we're committing to this. So, okay, we're doing it. And, man, yeah, I need to make sure I remember how much fun it was. Because it can be like a daunting, you know, oh, really? I'm going to do that? It's so far. It's 9 hours on a plane. Ugh. But you know,
well, you can't go back, though.
Spain, no, I'm persona non grata in Spain.
I appreciate you putting that in Spanish.
I am an outlaw in Spain. Yes.
Because of a parking ticket or a speeding ticket.
A speeding ticket, yes.
That you're just not going to acknowledge.
I'm not going to pay. Yeah, no.
It was a good day for the Ramley with Stafford.
What went on there exactly? Like, they didn't want to pay him what he had on the books, so go see if you can match that, and then we'll talk? Like, is that, I mean, I don't know if it's been specifically reported that that's exactly what happened, but from 5,000 miles away, that seems maybe like what happened.
They did give him permission to go to Montana and ski and talk to Tom Brady mm-hmm. and whoever else it was going to be. I expected a trade. I thought, I'm gullible. I thought one of those teams would pay whatever, you know, within reason, I guess. I mean, he's not going to be, those teams pick top 10 in the draft. The Giants pick third. He's not going to get that. You know, the Rams are not going to get those picks for him. But if the Rams had, and if he had different ideas, then somebody would have traded for Stafford. I guess I don't know how seriously he was thinking about moving on. You know, like his wife made some comments about it, and yep. that I don't know. Maybe it was all really mostly a negotiation ploy. But now you have the Giants with a coach and probably the GM who really need to win, talking about Rodgers, reportedly. If that's the guy, you need somebody.
Yep.
That's not going to be Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders in year one, probably. So they'll go back shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like the Raiders also want to do that. And, you know, who is that going to be? Rodgers, Russell Wilson,
Darnold,
right. Well, Darnold, I could talk myself into that as a good idea if I'm those teams more easily than I could Rodgers or like the Steeler guys. Because, I mean, he had an excellent year.
And he did. I still would be scared of it just being a one-off. And O'Connell, like, do I have O'Connell? I know, like, Dayball's excellent. But, you know, O'Connell just, it worked. And sometimes, you know, that's why L.A. maybe made sense, because O'Connell is from L.A. And, like, you know, maybe McVay would have been able to figure out, or know, really, exactly what worked and didn't work that you know, got Darnold to where he was all year long. He should get the biggest contract by far of those guys, and that's the thing that would scare me. Like, I would also prefer to try him, but I don't know about like 5 years at $50 million a year or something, and that's probably the market.
Well, we'll see. Like, Minnesota has control of him at this point. That could be a franchise tag. That could be they let him walk. That's kind of what Mike Jannetty was speculating about when we talked to him last, that maybe it's not worth it for the Vikings to tag him. I don't know. You know, I think of Darnold, it's not a great comparison, but I remember a long time ago you saying about Bledsoe when the Bills were getting Bledsoe. Like, I've just never been afraid of him.
Right.
So you want, especially in this current world where the elite quarterbacks are so good, would you want your quarterback to be a guy you could say that about? You know, like, I've just never really been afraid of him. Nobody's ever been afraid of playing Darnold.
Boy, that totally fits how I feel about him right now. I'm glad you remembered that about Bledsoe. I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, that when the Bills were getting him, I just thought, he's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but he's not great.
What can I win?
Yeah. And Darnold, I think that shoe fits on him, for me, anyway.
Sal coming up after the update. Kevin Adams at 5 today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.